Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
How you feeling, Heath?
Itchy, okay? Don't start with me. I mean, it's just the back of my eyes itch right now. And my neck. Oh. And my throat.
Okay.
Don't
yuck,
touch.
Stop.
And that's only because since we've come over, that's all Zane and I have been talking about. Do you think we're like playing into your paranoia?
I'm laughing and I'm not joking about the situation. I'm just trying to make light of it. And I do that with humor.
Yes, yes, no, as do I. We're having a good laugh here.
Right? We're having fun. No, obviously, yeah, we're talking about coronavirus here, people, if you're not following along.
Yeah, for the folks listening, we're recording this on Wednesday, of the last week.
This is the day Tom Hanks just came out.
Not
with his wife,
not as gay, not as gay, but as a way too early. Okay,
come on,
guys, look.
It's good. It's good. We're laughing. Good, Zane. Keep
good.
Going. Well, first of all, let's start off. Welcome back.
We're gonna dive deep, very deep into this situation, guys. And everything we say, just take it with a grain of salt because we are again uneducated about everything in life. So,
and that's on Coffee Top, babe.
And that's on Unfiltered. Cheers. It's Coffee Top, baby.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in as always.
I'm Heath.
And I'm Zane.
I'm Matt.
Welcome back.
And
we're
I'm
glad
Mariah.
That you guys are still here with us. Oh, that's Matt and Mariah, by the way. If you guys don't know, they're also a part of our show.
Matt is one of our best friends, and then Mariah is my girlfriend.
Baby, I'm your fucking best friend, and that's
right,
it.
Right. I was trying to be nice, okay? He was looking at me. What do you want me to do?
No, I get it. You gotta make his heart like warm.
Right.
Make him feel good. Okay.
I mean, Matt got me all jazzed up.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I'm not jazzed.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Matt looked real scared. He was in his bed today, and he's like, Zane, this doesn't put me in a good mood. I feel very just dark. I feel like we're heading to a bad place right now.
Shane, your hands are shaking.
My hands are always shaking.
Zane.
You already know this. My hands always shake. Guys, I don't know what I have, but what is it called when you just shake all the time?
Tremors.
But not like, it's not very bad. It's very light. You'd have to really stare at me and like.
It's called
tremors.
Alcoholism.
Oh. No.
No, it's not that. It's actually called.
What are you drinking, Zane?
I'm drinking.
Under the bus.
I got it. Hold on. Whose idea was it to drink today?
Mine.
Again?
It
yeah.
Was mine.
And who else is Heath?
Yeah.
Heath and Mariah both said, let's drink today.
It was my idea. Heath popped the bottle, and the other two were like, no, I'm good. We were instigators.
Don't put me out like that.
Right,
there's corona going around. We can't be fucking around like that today.
No, but we should talk about it real quick. Obviously, it's getting more and more serious. And
very serious.
More cases have been coming out.
Yes, as today was the day Tom Hanks was tested positive for it. They just canceled the NBA. Trump just did the mandate on no flights from Europe to the
United
States.
They're just shutting down a lot of shit. And in the beginning, I did not think it was that serious. Serious in the beginning. I thought it was kind of like the flu. And it was like, okay, yeah, it's a new virus. People are getting a little sick.
Right.
But now that all this is happening, it's like, okay, is this as serious as we think it is, or is it?
It was the first moment where I'm not an anxious health person. Like, I don't get paranoid about germs or anything like that. But it was like the first day where all I could do was just grab a pillow and just hold myself in my bed because I was so overwhelmed with the fear. Not knowing it, my fear is not that I will get it. It's not that I'm going to die. It's the just unknown. The world.
Yeah,
it's
that's,
just
yeah, the that's world what, that's right what I was now.
And
too.
I feel so bad, yet so thankful for the people who are working active day in and day out trying to solve this problem.
Yeah,
and my heart goes out to those people. The people are taking care of those patients.
Yeah.
That is like, wow. And I wish I could do something, but I just like, I don't know. It's so overwhelming because the bigger the picture gets, you're like,
yeah.
What's really scary is like, I think I even talked about this on one of the podcasts previously, that we were like, I want like a world chaos, like some sort of apocalyptic.
Oh yeah, we're all born. Let something crazy to happen.
Oh, we were like, let's spice it up.
And we were like, we need something to change it up, shake the world up. And now we have it, and we're like, fuck.
Not what I planned on.
Yeah. Right.
But it's history,
and it just sucks that we don't have all the information on it. Like Matt was saying, like, what are the people in the boardroom saying? Like, what's going on? Is it like, is it fucking serious, or is it? It's like, please, like, let us know. And I know I've seen movies. I've seen, like, they don't want to release information to the public because they don't know yet. They don't know for certain.
Exactly.
But some people know. Some people know. People know. They just don't want to say anything.
Where's the room where it's all going down? Where they're like, it's the team and they're all working on the vaccine.
And like, then the one guy figures it out. He's and like, he has the fucking secret formula.
What is it, Willy Wonka?
And then he drops the vial and it's like, no.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But like,
oh my gosh. My mom has a friend right now who went to Italy and she's stuck there. She's got to stay there.
She's in Italy?
She has to stay. She's not allowed to fly.
That's awful.
Hello, Portofino.
What about people who don't have enough money to continue their life there? Like, they took like a little vacation, they saved up some.
I know.
And like, they're in a foreign country and they're like stuck. They're like running low on money. You can't afford a hotel every single night.
Yeah, like who
and
do you talk going to? That's out gonna to
understand. It's a pandemic.
I mean, yeah,
like,
I know.
It's pandemics aren't pretty. I know it is so sad.
It's crazy.
That's how the Great Depression happened. It's like everybody ended up like losing their house. Like they couldn't afford it anymore, and it became like a fucking. It became scary. Like everybody was losing everything.
That's crazy.
Because
of
a virus. Yeah,
that was in the 20s too, right?
I think that was 100 years. Yeah. Wow.
Oh, eerie.
Imagine just not being able to come back home, or like getting stuck on a cruise ship, like, and somebody has it on there, and you're just now stuck in the middle of the ocean.
What's just crazy is we don't even know how this is going to go over these next few days.
Yeah.
For the people listening, they're going to be like, ha ha, wow.
Well, what's scaring me is that they're saying, like, you could have it for 2 weeks, not show any signs, and you are contagious throughout that entire period.
You are the most contagious.
2 days when you're not to 2 weeks. Signs. 2 weeks is the max. It's 2 to 14 days.
Right. But still, like, you can be passing it around and you have no idea.
I swear. Look, this isn't, guys, do not watch this. This is an awful movie to watch, especially right now. But it's a really good movie. It's called Contagion with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Kate Winslet.
And
Jude Law.
Jude Law. Yeah. Great movie. But it's literally that movie. There's so many similarities with where the virus came from, how it started spreading in the beginning, how... what area it started. Like, all those
people
are similar, like very similar. Like, didn't it come from like a bat?
Yeah, I think so. That got virus? Involved with another livestock animal, and that's how it happened. How's because, but dude, people have been talking about this for years. Even Bill Gates, 4 years ago. Did I say this?
Yes, I watched that panel. Yeah.
But obviously, Contagion, it's, a terrible movie to watch right now, but it's very relevant. But don't let Contagion scare you into thinking that's the reality of what it is now. But it's very on point.
It's scary to think about, but it's obviously it's a movie.
That's
I like really want to watch it now because you're talking about it. I'm really scared too.
If it's not going to scare you,
let's watch it next year.
Let's give it.
If it's not going to scare you, I recommend it. If you don't get terrified about shit like that, just watch it.
You guys never see us again. We're hammering the fucking windows around my house. Like,
I'm pretty sure you would after you see that movie.
Again, it's so early, and anything could happen. But guys, we can do the most we can do is just wash your hands all the time, keep them clean. Don't touch. If you could try not to touch other things, just don't.
Yeah, and if you're sick, stay home.
Yeah,
right. Obviously.
Don't leave. Stay home.
David's not doing any of his college shows, is he? He's got. Three
I think you know. I think they may start canceling his.
They're canceling college in general.
Yeah, my brother goes to Penn State, and he just got an email today that they can't. It's on lockdown. That's it.
That's insane. And is that like how is this happening? Is this the city going, okay, we need to shut down like schools, is it the schools going, okay, we're gonna shut it down because other people are freaking out?
The city has to pass it. Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah,
I hate that I look to Matt. Well, usually, right, Heath? Right, Zane?
A lot of the cancellation stuff, they wait for the city because they don't want to look bad to their attendees. Like South by Southwest got canceled, but they waited for the city of Austin to be like, you can't do it. And they were Coachella, like, oh, guys, yeah, it's not us, it's the city.
Yeah.
Coachella is getting postponed. And
to you know October. What? That's so interesting.
It's not going to happen. Yes.
It's not going to happen. They're softening the blow.
Yeah.
But granted, guys, that's my theory. Buy your tickets if you want. But
they would never. Why would they have it 6 months apart like that? I feel like that's such a like.
They want to be hopeful, but who knows, dude?
Yeah.
A cure could happen in the next few days.
Imagine not like an answer you can like just find like the cure for something.
Right.
It's not like something that's just. Somebody has to figure it out.
Yes. Yeah. So there's like a group of so a
it
team.
Could be,
yeah.
It could be a day or it could be.
Imagine,
who knows?
Know, like imagine those, being in that group. Like the world is depending
the pressure.
On us. Yeah.
That's oh, so wow. That's so scary. At the same time, it must be like really just exciting for them because like they can like change the world. They can like make this.
Yeah, they
the
like
vaccine.
Being heroes. Yeah. Yeah. It's like their thing, but still, that's
but it's like
nerve-wracking.
It's like hurry up, but we appreciate you, but hurry up.
Thank you so much, but let's get this going.
Yeah.
It's weird feeling like all the emotions that I'm kind of going through right now. I don't know if it's the same way with you guys, but like there was a moment today where I was really, really scared. And I'm not instilling fear into anybody else who's listening.
Well,
I'm just letting you know that you're not alone on how kind of like anxious of a time this is. And there is something so scary when like you look at the charts and you see it growing over the map and all you immediately do is think about your loved ones and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, will you see them again? But it's obviously like you're keeping your calm. And I'm not trying to scare you guys. I just think this is therapeutic for us like to like express it to you. I was so scared today.
Everybody, we're all in this together and everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. Stay positive.
And stay soapy.
Yeah, stay hygienic.
Stay clean.
But I am optimistic it will all work out, but it just makes you wake up to how...
One more thing before we move on. What was like the NBA player, the whole situation where he was like touching things? Was that like, was that real? Was that just...
This NBA player was like...
That's the guy that they just stopped the NBA for the rest of the year because of this guy?
It was because of him, but that guy just tested
positive. Oh, it was that guy that got tested positive.
He was like trolling, right?
He was trolling them and like touched all the mics at the end and was just saying like, screw coronavirus.
But he wasn't tested yet before he did
that. No, and then he went and got tested after.
Oh my God. That's awful.
Yeah. I think that just happened today. I'm sure.
Where did he get it from though?
I don't know.
It's airborne.
Imagine you're the reason that the entire NBA is now shut down.
And especially because you did something stupid like looking like that.
Oh my God.
You know what's annoying? I hate that now they're disinfecting the streets and the subways. And like, why isn't it always cleaned that?
Yeah, like the email that we got, it was like a certain airline that emailed us and was like, hey guys, we're putting in the freshest air now. We're cleaning all the seats thoroughly. It's like,
why now?
You should be doing that every single flight.
So now
which they're not doing because every time I go to my seat when I fly on a plane, it's completely
chips
dirty.
And
so I know it's not being clean, but it's like, it's things like that. Humans, we are the reason why this shit is just going
to
spread.
But there'll be, I bet you, this is a big wake-up call to how clean we do need to be.
Yeah.
And I think there will be a huge change in how we see the...
It should always be like
that. Yes. But at the same time, it's like you got to get like immune to these things. You got to build your immune system.
So maybe, do you think we're all just going to be germaphobes after something like this?
I bet we're going to have a huge generation of germaphobes.
Yeah.
Or kids growing up with this. Mm-hmm. That would create me being a germaphobe for the rest of my life if I knew when I was like at that weird age of like 10, realizing how easy things can transmit. I don't know. Moving on from coronavirus.
Yeah, no more
did
corona.
Did you get a diagnosis recently?
What? Not that I know of.
Zane has is him coming. Mariah,
thank you. I went to the dentist and they did a full examination of my mouth, my teeth and everything. And I have no cavities.
What's up?
Surprise, surprise.
But actually, I do have TMJ.
And okay, we'll take it.
It is chronic and it could get really bad.
Zane, we've been telling you.
I know, but I didn't.
10
I just,
years.
I knew I had something too. I just didn't know what it was.
What do you think TMJ stands for?
Too much jaw, baby.
Too much jaw.
Too much jaw.
It would be temporomandibular joint.
Oh, I love tempura. Mm.
So the syndrome is a pain in the jaw joint that can be caused by a variety of medical problems.
Oh, hold on. Wait, it doesn't hurt yet. So I feel like it's... It's still TMJ if it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
You can hear it.
Well, TMJ is the joint. You can't have, yes, you have the joint, but there is.
So you have TMJ too. It just doesn't make noise like mine.
Well, I went to the dentist recently for pain, and it was like locking and super, super painful to where I couldn't open my mouth. And they were just like, put a hot compress on.
Oh, yeah. You definitely have. That's bad.
They were just like, put a hot compress. And I was like, all right. Well,
it doesn't work like that. But yeah, I have to. They're making me a custom mouth guard.
They tried to get me to do that shit too. I said no.
$1,000? Mine was like $100 with my insurance.
Is it a sleep guard?
It's a sleep guard.
You wear it.
Are you grinding your teeth?
That's the same thing. They said put a hot compress and then buy this sleep guard, and it was $1,000. I was like, absolutely not.
Do you have insurance?
No.
You don't have dental insurance?
No.
If you get a cavity, you pay full price for it?
Baby, if it come, it come. I ain't gonna pay nobody no money up front.
But dude, I obviously need dental insurance because I get cavities. But when I get a cavity, I pay $30 and it's $300-$400 for a cavity.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could pay $40 a month and never get one for 20 years.
But you only get one mouth.
Baby, rip it out, put in a fake one.
And it comes with cleanings too. Do you get cleanings?
Yes.
How many times do you get cleanings?
I don't know if he does.
He has health insurance, right? He has health insurance.
Health insurance doesn't cover your teeth.
Okay, so I had dental through my mom up until I hit, 26? And then you got to get your own shit. I just got regular health insurance. I didn't buy dental, so it's my first year without it.
Mm.
Don't judge me. Okay.
Some shit's going to happen to you, and I'm going to sit back pretty
Mr. 8 root canal.
And I have dental insurance. So guess what? I'm paying a penny and a dime.
And I clean my teeth.
He's going to get insurance and he's going to go in and they're going to do some scans and they're going to be like, oh boy.
And if it is, it is.
Oh, and you can't do some shit where you go get insurance after you get these results of having it. It doesn't work like that.
Okay, then I'll pay $300 a tooth. Come at me.
I want to get me veneers. Because my teeth are getting yellow. They're getting yellower.
Baby, you don't need veneers because you have yellow teeth.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you do to make your teeth whiter?
Brush them.
No, it doesn't.
Whiten them.
Get them whitened professionally. They professionally do a really good job.
Yeah, but doesn't it just go? I feel like it's just like a filter for weeks.
That's like a Crest white strip.
Oh.
Work though.
Yeah, they do. But when you get it done by somebody, it's like.
How long does it last?
I don't know. But it's a while. It's professionally done. They do a good job.
But what they do is it's like fucking up the enamel on your teeth. So you want to be careful with it.
Oh, you see, then we get veneers.
But veneers, you're capping on like a porcelain tooth against a little nub that's your actual tooth.
Yeah, they grind your tooth down to a post.
Baby, what do you think all my teeth look like right now? I got root canals, bitch. They all got fake teeth.
Look at these.
Welcome back to Unfiltered, guys.
I just a full tan. Yeah. Gold rings. We all got these these funny DMs from a doctor that does TMJ Botox.
Botox. No, you're mixing everything together. They do everything. They do filler. They do Botox. They do TMJ. They do nose jobs.
What's TMJ Botox? TMJ,
it's a jawline filler. So what they do is they basically give you a jawline by pumping Botox into your
give me a jawline.
Yes.
Oh, and
is that what the Dolan twins have?
Oh. Did they get the TMJ? Yeah, think that.
Okay, I'm gonna get that.
Some of these.
I want to be chiseled. But
they do also. Baby, I'm gonna go in. I'm gonna get my eyes there.
Get rid of those bags?
Baby, I've had these designer bags since I was 6.
Okay, then
their page all this morning looking at all the men that got their bags filled. It looks really good.
To make yourself feel better, you're like, oh, come on, is there any men with fucking...
I don't know. I think Jeff been doing this shit for a long time and just not saying anything.
I want to get something.
I think it'll be fun. Let's take a field trip.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it. Because we need content for the podcast. Let's all do it.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm going to get nose surgery for my,
For the content, baby. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to, but we're probably going to need something to talk about.
I feel like, the conversation's just been a little dry.
Mariah's nose next week is going to be whoop.
It's going to be snatched.
Are you really considering it?
I won't get a nose job. No.
Oh.
I think
We'll never say never because she's going to change her mind.
Right. I bet you they get a lot of people once they sit in that chair. They probably get a lot of people.
We get a lot of
you know
people.
What I would try?
A lot of people would change their nose in here.
They do the temporary where they fill your nose. Like if you have like a big, how people have like the lump.
It's, yeah, it's called non-surgical rhinoplasty.
Right, they fill it here so that it like all connects.
Oh, yeah.
But doesn't your whole nose then look big if you just fill it in?
Well, if you like
here?
The size of it, it's just like your hump. Like I don't mind mine, so I don't. There's no point of me doing it, but. If they would fill this, if you don't mind the size of your nose, but yeah. They also fill the tip of your nose, so it like kind of
pulls
it
up.
Yeah, it's like an illusion.
Yeah, huh? And it just goes away. It goes away after a few months.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've heard. I was thinking about actually getting Botox in my armpits at one point.
No,
I just sweat all the time. What?
Okay, so I used to have a really bad sweating problem, and I tried every clinical strength deodorant, like just the most hardcore ones, and it never helped me. And then. Like the last year or so, I, what? No, yeah, I have sweaty pits.
No,
Matt.
That's always funny. I think it's just about what's to come. And I was like, in my imagination, I'm coming up with all these like, I'm like, what's the secret ingredient that stopped the sweat?
I think
egg yolks. It was egg yolks. I crack one every
lemon.
Morning. I lather it on. No one knows. But hey, I don't sweat anymore.
Lemon and honey.
He just wears fucking tape. just
I put maxi pads under my.
What cured you?
So I stopped using the antiperspirant deodorant,
which I've done. You told me to do that. I only wear the gold bonds.
No, you need Arm & Hammer.
Yeah, Arm &
sorry,
Hammer.
Hold on. Gold Bond, it's a powder or it's a thing for your foot.
Oh, yes.
Athlete's foot.
Yellow and red.
Did I say Bond my mistake?
Gold Bond.
No,
you
gold
said
bond.
Gold Bond, but Arm & Hammer, isn't that a...
baking soda.
No, Arm & Hammer deodorant, Arm & Hammer toothpaste, we use it all.
Yeah. You got a little, but you've been using Arm & Hammer, you haven't been using Gold Bond.
Oh yeah, Arm & Hammer, I use Arm & Hammer.
It changed my life.
It's helped a little bit, but I still sweat profusely if it's not completely cold.
You got deodorant, not antiperspirant?
Yeah. I got just deodorant. I always make sure. I even tell Matt, like, you make sure, like, whenever we go somewhere, I always have to make sure it's just the deodorant.
And
he makes sure there's no aluminum in it. But those deodorants with no aluminum in it, they feel funny. They feel like you're not putting anything on your skin.
Really?
I got like the one that Tom's made. Tom's has like a deodorant. And it's so dry. It doesn't even come off the stick when you put it under your armpit. It just like crackles and just falls off your armpit.
Wait, I like the aluminum-free ones. I think yours dried out, Zane.
The Tom's one?
He left the cap off.
Yes.
No.
Yes,
I used it. I opened it and I used it and it didn't work.
That's
what
not,
are you looking
I
up?
I was looking up Malin and Goats, which is the a brand of deodorant that I've used that is aluminum free and works really well. But Mariah saw me accidentally searching male goats.
It's just pictures of goats. teeth whitening hack, baking soda and peroxide.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
There you go, Zane.
Teeth whitening hack.
Just put that on your toothbrush.
Toothbrush and toothpaste when you're born. And just do it all the time. And when you eat candy, don't eat it right before you go to sleep.
And if you do, brush your teeth after.
Yeah. And do not drink condensed milk, thick condensed milk before you go to sleep.
Wait, is that a thing?
A lot.
Who does that?
Yes, when I was a little kid and I lived in Lebanon.
Used to drink condensed milk?
I would open the condensed milk, the thick condensed milk that you'd put in like tea. I would take that and I would pour it in my mouth.
Ugh.
And I would, obviously it was like just rotting in my mouth. And then, or no, I would drink it, I'd go to sleep, and I wouldn't brush my teeth. And it would just
That's
it would
disgusting.
Rot my teeth.
So you deserved it.
What?
So you deserved it.
Yeah, but I was little. I didn't know that going to sleep without brushing my teeth was like that bad. When you're little, you're not told that it's awful to do that.
Condensed milk. And wait, did you go to the doctor in Lebanon? He goes,
Matt,
have you
I was
been
like,
eating
Matt, condensed- I was like 7 years old. I was 6 years
How'd
old.
How'd you
like,
figure out it was the condensed milk doing it?
Later on, when I had like a little bit more of a brain, I realized, oh, wow. Doing this every night and not brushing my teeth is the reason why my teeth are so bad.
I'm just picturing little Zane being like, oh.
Yeah, I would get on the counter. It'd be on the top shelf because they would hide it from me. And I took it and just... And one day I got caught. Someone in the middle of the night, someone walked in while I was doing it, and it poured all over me.
Oh, God.
It was really funny.
Oh, man.
But, it was
bad really little baby Zane.
Yeah. In Lebanon, baby, we didn't know what was right and what was wrong. We were just doing our thing.
It's all right.
Isn't it crazy? I lived in Lebanon for a year.
You must still be in Lebanon.
I went to school and everything, all Arabic, just no English.
That's
anywhere.
Crazy. I cannot imagine that.
What was life like in Lebanon?
Life was I was so young, so I wish I could. I only remember certain things, like being out there. He only remembers
the milk.
Oh, I do remember getting fucking hit in school. Oh, they would hit the kids in classes.
No, we do not use corporal punishment here.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Verbal abuse?
No, not verbal. It was bad. Like I remember this girl, and I'll never forget this. There was a girl in my class. She sat in front of me. Her name was Saria, which.
Oh,
English,
I know her.
Matt.
In English, she was the slowest person in the class. She would never get work done in time. Like she always held the class up. And now thinking about it, it was really fucked up that we like put that on her, because she probably, who knows what the problems that she had. But like she wasn't like mentally handicapped, but she just got shit done really slowly. She held up the class all the time because
this
she
is
just
Zane,
wasn't
Zane talking about her, but it's really himself.
No.
Yeah, so she was smart. She was fine. She was just a little slower than most.
Zane.
Let me get to it. Look. Okay, her name was Saria. In English, it means the fastest.
Oh.
Oh my God.
And that
God.
Was just an ongoing That's joke to the funny. Entire class. And one day she was just so slow doing her work where the teacher just hit her, just kept hitting her, and I remember in front of me I was traumatized.
That's awful.
They would hit it, like they would have the long rulers. You'd see it in movies, but it happened in real life. They would hit us with those long rulers.
Oh, that's like what is that,
it
like
would hit
church
on the
schools?
Back of your hands. That's yeah, Catholic terrible. School.
Yeah,
Catholic
I know.
School hits the back of your hand like this.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but this was in the Middle East. There was no like, that's just how shit got done.
That's crazy. I wonder if she's listening.
I know. I was just thinking about
it. Like,
that.
I wonder if they know that you were in that class, you know?
No.
Like, if anybody listening was like, sounds familiar.
If you remember her, they got to remember you, right?
Exactly.
Were you the fastest?
My name means the highest.
Oh.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
How was the tattoo night at Scott's?
Oh, Scott had a tattoo artist over. He's really good. I forgot his fucking name.
Daniel Silva.
He's incredible artist. So you guys should check him out. He gave everybody tattoos for Scott's video. Everybody got something except for me. I just didn't know what I wanted yet. I know I just want to get my tattoos removed. I want all of my tattoos just completely gone off my body. Ooh. I hate them. They're just,
you don't like your tattoos.
No, what? I mean, we purposely went to the worst tattoo places to get them done because we thought it was funny back then.
Right. Yeah, they're stupid, but you're going to look at that and laugh.
I've been looking
at them.
I know, but they're just ugly.
You can't see them.
I've been looking into a lot of tattoo removal spots because I want to do it too, and it takes so many sessions, and a lot of people say it doesn't even work.
Oh.
Like, you can get it light enough to where you can cover it with something else, but you cannot make it look like it's just gone.
What I would do is I would try to get it gone, but it's not going to fully go away, but get something on top of it to cover it. That's better.
Instant regret.
Do you hate his tattoos, Mariah?
No.
You like them?
You like them?
I don't
you
like
think they're good?
I'm not head over heels for them, but I think they're cool. It's funny stories. Like, you guys were stupid, and that was like a part of your life where like,
We just don't care.
Start doing it on
like
your
the Denny House. The like is, that would have been very meaningful.
It's
to
so
all of us.
Easy to get a stupid, just random tattoo than to think of something meaningful where it's like, I want this on my body forever.
Yeah,
it's like
don't
okay,
get anything.
You get something stupid, you're like, that's funny. It doesn't need to be good. But like, if I wanted to like get something on my arm, I would want it to be like,
well, you left me in a room full of tattoo artists.
What was I supposed to do? That was my favorite.
Did anybody ever see that video? No. There's a little kid and he has black Sharpie all over his face, and his dad's trying to take it off, and the kid's freaking out because they're all laughing at him, like his parents. And he's like, well, you left me in entire room full of Sharpies. Like, what was I supposed to do? And then he was like, the entire room collapsed on me. And they just lie after lie.
Hearing kids just come up with shit that you're just like,
it was so funny.
What are you saying?
It was so funny.
The entire room collapsed on me.
So I say that about Heath. Like, he was pretending that he was going to, like, buy a car. And I was like, well, you left me in a dealership full of cars. What was I supposed to do?
The entire dealership collapsed on me.
The entire dealership.
The cars are just like...
Dude.
Kids are getting smarter, huh? They're like, what they say, it's not the best, but they're
creative.
Just, they're starting to think.
They're very creative.
More, yeah.
So this kid was probably like 6.
It's just like, do they think they're that slick that
I remember thinking I was that slick. Yeah.
And they're totally smart enough to tick you off. They know what ticks you off, so they keep doing it, and they do it in different ways. They're very smart. They're little sponges. Hmm. That's why you just gotta, I'm just kidding, don't do that.
Smack him and give him a good...
Give him a little good tap. I'm not supporting that shit, but my dad and my mom did whatever they needed to do to get me in line. And now look at me. I'm doing great.
All I'm saying is you could take away an Xbox so many times, but you give one... Boy, if you don't, that kid ain't gonna do it no more. Okay, I think what it was my fear of getting the belt.
I was scared of my parents. That was it. I didn't do anything bad because I was way too scared of them.
Yep.
I was terrified.
Yeah.
Kids these days aren't scared of their parents.
Yeah.
Their parents are cool. They're the friends, you know?
I keep bringing up TikTok, but there was a TikTok of this girl. She looked pretty young, like maybe like 15, and it was a video of her showing her mom her fake ID. So her mom was looking at it, and she was like, what are you? She was like, science project my ass, and then she gave it back to her. I was like, oh my God. My mom would have literally crucified me.
Kids are getting away. We would never. And that, like, our fake ID was something we hid forever. I still haven't told my mom that I had a fake ID.
I never had one because I was like, scared.
It's such a scary thing to have on you.
I would never think to get one.
And these days, they're just, parents are telling.
Oh, I think I was
not scared.
I think I was out to eat with my parents and they ordered drinks and then I busted out my fake ID and then they like looked at me and they were like, what?
Excuse me?
But they
you had a fake?
I think it kind of excited them. They were like, let me see it. Like, okay. Because they knew I went out. I had one. So, and I wasn't going to lie to them. But I was just mostly doing it to like be like, haha, look.
I don't want to lie to my parents. What? Every podcast, there's one thing that messes us.
And I guess that's a
lie. So I'll lie to the security guard at the bar.
So who you had a fake ID. Who else had a fake ID? You didn't. Okay. Did you get yours awesome, like, Chinese site?
No, I always had a real ID that looked just like me.
Oh, you see,
but
that what you have, like what you're doing, is like very illegal. That's like it's identity theft at that point.
Oh, but then I'd be like, oh, sorry,
wrong one.
ID. I was holding this on. I was holding onto this for my friend.
Yeah, but like this was what I was told by like the cop that like took away my fake. So I got two fake IDs from. I remember the website too. I don't know if it works anymore. Please don't do this. I'm encouraging this.
What is it?
It was like fake-id.com. Like,
oh my God!
Yeah. It was some.
They couldn't make it.
It was
sometimes
some
you would
like
buy
that.
All those sites and it would never come.
Yeah,
you would. Collect money from all your friends. You would send it away, and everyone would be like, where are the IDs? I gave you $150.
Me and my buddy, we decided we want our own fake ID because we wanted to go out. So we had on the website, it said all these special instructions how to get it. We had to go to like a money order place where you gave cash and they give you a money order.
Oh,
and we set
God.
To send it to a certain address and all the shit. It was so sketchy. I'm surprised we even went through with
this. Yeah, how'd you even know what to...
Oh. Yeah, so we sent it and we had to like email this guy saying that like here's our address, blah, blah, blah. And then 2 weeks later, we get a random package that had like no address, just an address to us. And it was like a thing of spoons. We're like, what is this?
Wait, your parents didn't say why'd you order a thing
of spoons?
It
wasn't to my house. It was to my friend's house. And yeah, my friend had cool parents. Yeah, yeah. So cool parents.
Oh my God.
So we're looking through the spoons like, these motherfuckers just sent us spoons. And we sent them fucking $120. It was like, we were so pissed. And then we look under the thing and had 4 IDs.
Yep.
And it was our
right
4
when you
IDs.
Said spoons, I go, they're already in the
box.
Yeah,
we had to take the pictures ourselves. Under. We had to set up a blue screen and we like posed in front of it and everything.
Oh
we signed
God.
It. It was
my
nuts.
We had to do that for my high school friend. He was like the one who like looked older than us. But he was such an idiot. He took his picture for his fake ID wearing his high school Letterman jacket.
Oh my
in it.
God.
Like it was the worst. Like, it just, like, you're in high school. He looked like a high schooler, but it was, like, his ID. Yeah.
He, like,
but
has his backpack on.
I had, but my fake ID was actually given to me from, like, a friend. He was kind of, like, my,
He ain't got a fake ID, though.
He was, like, you know, like, big and littles and stuff, and, like,
teen drinking is very, very bad.
Yo, I got a fake ID, though. I would never encourage this, guys. It's terrible.
Yeah. We don't encourage the shit like that.
We made mistakes, and we're just sharing our mistakes. But my
friend...
Fake-ID.com, and that's on hashtag.
I
want
to order one right now to see, like...
that'd be fun!
We should all get one made.
Yeah, let's do it. That'd be fun. Guys, again, don't do it.
But you're going to be filming it. Committing a crime already on camera.
No,
but
dude.
But I'm already of age.
I forgot to finish the story.
Is that a crime still?
Fake ID. It's a fake government.
Let me finish the story because it literally has to do with it. So the cop said it's not illegal to have these fake IDs because it's just a car. It's like not a real ID. So it's not illegal. But the cops will take it away from you and that's it.
Which cop told you this?
It was some cop in Fort Lauderdale
who visited the high school. Was like, "Hey, I'm Officer Dan."
Yeah,
Drugs are bad.
What do you get charged for having a fake ID? They can't really do anything except take it away. Like, what do they do with you?
It'd be the same. Like, if I drew it on a piece of paper,
exactly.
And I was like, "Here's
my
ID,"
and it worked. Like,
just looks really close.
Using
to
somebody's
one.
Real ID though is impersonating or like
yes, using a real
identity.
ID. It's like you're using someone's real government ID to say that you're somebody else. Now it's identity theft at that point.
Okay, ooh. Well,
so you're the bad one.
So people say it's smarter to use a real ID, but in the end of the day, you're getting more in trouble than the other person.
Can I share this story though? Mm-hmm. So I was given this ID by one of my friends. He was an upperclassman on the speech team. And but he was actually what?
I'm thinking about somebody on the speech team.
You know, like
team.
Sororities, like big and littles and stuff. You have.
I just learned about those this year.
Well, we had those on the speech team, so he was like my big. All right, so he always watched out for me, and so he gave me one of his IDs, so it could be my fake ID, and I was like, awesome. But he was also from Austin, so a lot of people in Austin are also from Austin who work a lot of the bars and stuff. So I went up to one of the bars one night, gave my ID all confidently to the dude, and he goes, Jeremy. And I'm like, yeah? And I go, mm-hmm. He's like, dude, I went to high school with Jeremy. I know him.
No way.
Okay, well, dude, he gave me this ID. And he said I could use it or whatever. And he goes, if you get another ID that says Jeremy's name on it, I'll believe you. And sure enough, Jeremy was like a few bars down. And I hit him up and I was like, hey, do you have another ID on you that has your name or something? And he goes, yeah, I have like my gym membership card. And so I was like, can you bring it out?
Oh my God.
So I got it.
That's funny.
And then I ran all the way back down to the bar to the guy and I handed it to him. And I said, there. And he was like, all right. Like, so he knew it wasn't me, but he appreciated I put in the work because I knew Jeremy and I could find him. And him were like homies, but he just like...
Got the homie discount, cool. All right?
Yeah.
That's really funny.
That's my like fake ID story.
Wow. Fake IDs.
Can't relate.
Never had one.
Is it still as popular today?
I'm sure it's even more popular.
Yeah, no, it
like,
is.
You'll be like buying IDs like I did.
There was like a trend going around where people would show how they got their fake IDs. So like the spoon thing, like one person got it in like a soda can and they had to cut it open and it was inside the soda can. Like everyone's sharing like how they're getting it.
I know that's so interesting to like to film that and post it for the world, but why are you doing that? You're just ruining it for everybody else showing how you got this fake ID.
Like, let it be a secret. Let it be a mystery, as we just talked about the entire
thing.
did you have a name?
Fuck. That's bad.
Yeah, what was your name?
No, my name, it was a fake ID, Zain Hijab. I use all my personal information.
See, my friend got his name, and he changed his to William Dunlap.
No, you see, you can't do that, because then you're like, you're going to fuck up at some point and not remember.
But it really
like,
ties
as soon as you, like, walk
you.
In, they, like, call you by your fake name if you don't turn around or something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That was my first fake ID was the Florida one that I got, like, made. And then my second one was actually somebody else. His ID, and that one was from Pennsylvania.
I have enough trouble with my real ID that people don't think my real ID is real, so
yeah, that's true.
You and Todd both. Todd, you know, gets stopped all the time.
People make me show multiple proofs of who I am.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you look completely different. You look like
I do.
Well, like that's a because cousin of yours. Florida license don't expire for like 20 years. How is that allowed?
Hold on. Isn't every city like
it's like
same?
3 years for
hold on. Florida is like 3-4 years, no?
No.
Mine is still good for another couple more years. And I've had
really
that. That's the picture that I got on like my learner's permit.
Baby, that's why we get away so much shit in Florida.
I have a really funny ID story too. This is one time where I didn't have a fake ID and I just got to college. And this upperclassman, she really wanted me to go get drinks with her friend. She's like, Matt, you're coming. And I was like, I don't have an ID. She goes, hold on, I'm going to get my friend. He's another upperclassman. He's going to give you his ID. And he was like, oh, dude, I need my ID tonight, but I have my military ID. You can use that. Oh, and I was like, oh.
That's bad. That's bad.
Okay. And it was my first time ever going out to the college bars.
Oh,
and stuff.
No.
And I go up to the bar and I hand it to him. The guy was like, all right.
You're military
then,
too?
And he goes, and then says to Bill, he's like, hey, Bill. No. Military. He'll take care of you. And I was like, oh, shit. Because I was like, this guy's going to start asking me about what troop I'm in, what division or whatever. But he's like, hey, partner, how are you, man? I'm good, dude.
Thank you for your good. Service. You're like.
He's just shaking my weak little arm, like my freshman year. And he was like, I got to drink whatever you want, man. I was like,
oh, you're going to hell.
Oh, God. That's what that happens when you lie about something.
But hey. And a soldier gave me his ID, so.
Heath and I went to a Backstreet Boys concert in, where was it, in Vegas?
Oh, we never talked about this?
No, we've never talked about this. We did a whole segment. We showed the video and everything. We had to pull it off the video because they specifically asked us not to share, but we're still going to do it because it's a very interesting story.
Do you know about this?
We got into a whole fight about it, remember, Matt? We got into a whole feud about it in Vegas.
To deal with,
I missed it.
This was my birthday, right? My birthday weekend.
Uh-huh.
This might have been a little insensitive. But at the time, Heath and I thought it was really funny and really cute just to do it. I don't know. Heath and I are just stupid.
We're weird. We're quirky.
Yeah. So we were able to get like all of us. We were able to get like not front of the row, but like really good seats to watch the Backstreet Boys. And I'm not like the hugest fan of Backstreet Boys, but like I thought it'd be fun just to go watch the Backstreet Boys before we went out.
We grew up listening to them. It's exciting.
Exactly. So we thought it would be like a very nostalgic moment for all of us. So we go there and then we get invited to go on stage.
Yeah.
And Heath and I decide, oh my God, let's do a fake proposal where you propose to me on stage. And we thought that was the funniest thing. We were drunk. We were like in the moment. We're like, fuck, let's do it.
It is funny.
Apparently, it's a thing.
Oh, wait.
People propose to their loved ones on stage during the Backstreet Boys concert.
Yeah.
It's like a very popular thing that people do.
Okay.
Which we had no idea.
Okay. Yeah.
But we decided just to do it just because we were in the moment. We're like, fuck, let's do it.
And they're singing this big dramatic song to
them. And
then
like they're like singing
they
directly
roses,
to Zing.
Right?
Give you a rose, everything.
I hope we can find a video on this.
I'm sure we can.
I think we can.
We'll show you the video. We're going to put it on silent because Backstreet Boys are playing. But look, we'll play for you right now if we find it.
They're singing this big dramatic song to Zayn and Heath. Zayn, you get down on one knee.
I proposed.
He proposed.
Heath proposes to Zayn. And the crowd goes nuts.
It was
wild. Like everybody was just on their feet.
For some reason, I thought everybody would know it was a joke. But then at the same time, we're like, it's all adults here. Everybody that watches it or listens to Backstreet Boys do not know who we are.
Yeah.
So right when you guys started walking through the lobby, all of these people started
congratulations.
Well,
wait. You're skipping. You're skipping.
Sorry,
you're skipping
I
around.
I thought you're skipping ahead.
No. We get it done and they're all so excited. Everybody's so we leave and we were laughing. I remember we were both backstage. Uh-huh. We were drunk at this point and we were dying laughing. And I remember one of them finds out like 10 seconds after we did it that it was fake.
Oh, and how'd you find out?
It was Kevin.
Kevin found out it was fake and he was so fucking pissed. He was so angry. And we didn't know what the big deal was because it was like, I don't know, because we were friends and we were just like, fuck it, let's do it.
Right.
And then right after that, like, did we know that they were pissed when we left throughout the lobby?
No, we got the call from the person that set like the whole like night up. And they were like,
got it, okay.
No,
we need you to delete the video. We can't have you doing that. And I didn't think about it, but afterwards hearing what happened, like, it makes sense. It's like, like, you know, gay people fought for years to be able to get married and have this.
Yeah.
And it is very special and important to them. And it kind of looked like a mockery and we were making fun of it, which we weren't.
Yeah.
Because no one knew.
We only did it because it was me and Heath. I had nothing to do with us being men.
And then we felt awful. We were like, oh my God, we did not mean for it to come across and be offensive in any way.
Because at first, though, I was like, we were walking through the lobby and all these people started coming up to you, being like, oh my God, guys, congratulations to you two. Like, really believing that you guys had just got engaged. And I was like, this isn't good.
Yeah. Because we were starting to get swarmed, and not by anybody that knew us, but just random people that saw us just get married on stage. And so it got really scary. We're like, fuck, Heath, what do we do? Like, just keep going.
It was so funny when we got back into our hotel room. We're talking to, like, the girl who was, like, the connection between Backstreet Boys, and she's, like, giving us a hard time about it. And we're like, we understand. We messed up. But we couldn't believe that we were, like, in the middle of a feud with the Backstreet Boys. Like, it pissed them off. It was just this weird childhood.
That's so
like,
funny.
Yeah.
We felt bad
at the same time during the moment. We were just like, it was just a joke. And then we realized the next day, we're like, maybe we should have, we could have just not done that and just had fun on stage. But yeah.
Speaking of celebrities, what happened with Drake the other night?
Oh, okay. So we went to, we went to a friend's birthday in Venice, and she had, there
who
was
the
just
fuck
a lot
is Venice?
Of, who the fuck is Venice? There was a lot of like big name people there. Like we saw Drake there. We saw multiple other people there, and it was like, they were right there. So I was like, oh shit, they're right there. What the fuck? And apparently Susie's the biggest fan of Drake. I had no idea until she started just ranting about it. And we're like, oh fuck. Okay. Like we gotta do something about this.
Right.
So David decides to stand with this paparazzi and staying there with Susie for like an hour waiting for Drake to come out. And finally Drake comes out and Susie's freaking out. She's all the paparazzi knows what's going on. So they're just trying to capture this moment with David, which is so funny. And Susie goes up to him, and he sticks his hand out to give her a high five, and she backs up and turns around and gets scared and just like doesn't do anything.
Did she just like freeze? And
She froze and he ended up leaving.
Didn't know what to do.
And Dave was like, what are you doing? Why did you let him walk by you and not give you a hand? She's like, I got scared. So that was just really bad. I left. I ended up leaving. I was like, fine, I'm not gonna sit around and wait for this shit. I was like, I got an Uber home.
He was like with security, so I think she got nervous because she didn't want them to think that like
she was going up to him. Right.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna show. I have pictures on the incident right now. It's really, really, really funny because you see that Drake was putting his hand out and security put his hand out in front of Drake because he was like, pretty much like, don't touch Susie. Like, don't touch like anybody. Like, just go straight to the car. Basically, it's a bunch of paparazzi pictures of Drake coming out of the door and Susie going up and Drake putting his hand out. And you could clearly see a security guard put his hand in front of Drake, just pretty much saying like, you're not touching anybody. Just go straight to the car. But like, it's funny. Everybody, like the security guard's faces look like just mortified that like somebody was coming up to Drake to give him a handshake.
It's a great shot. Yeah, that's
why does Drake look so sad?
The video is so funny. The video literally sounds like Susie's crazy. At this point, Drake's walking out.
Drake, hi. Hi,
can I hug you?
Yeah.
Wait, he said yeah. Really? Yeah. Wait, can I hug you one more? Wait, who was saying, Drake, Susie's here. Susie's here.
Because
that's funny.
All the paparazzi know who David is.
Right.
And David was pretty much just like standing there with them. Like, we're waiting for this moment. So like, I think paparazzi just got excited. Wanted to capture the same moment as David is capturing.
That's so
funny. Everybody was just there for the same. That's why they're all like, Susie, Susie.
I love that.
Damn. I wonder if that's going to like get back to Drake. Like he's going to see that it was like part of the vlog that he didn't like get to say hi. And then like David's going to get him to come hang out. And like now it's going to be like this big thing, even better than it could have been.
Who knows?
I don't think that whole moment was that big of a deal when it was talked about like in David's videos, but it could lead to something funny. He just ends up in her room or something. Imagine Drake at the Antonian household.
He puts her on a song.
Good God. Did you say Drake at the Antonian household? God,
that'd be really funny. What else happened?
Heath, I saw on your Instagram story, you guys were hitting golf balls out of your hotel room.
It was cool. It was actually really fun. Yeah, so it was my brother's bachelor party, and we did it. All he wanted
was a golf
trip. He's
probably out cheating.
Right.
What?
No, well, like when you think of like your boyfriend or something being at a bachelor party and then like worst, you
like
know.
People always say he's always out cheating, and then there's a video of like him with his boys like doing something boyish.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
So yeah, he wanted a golf trip, so we just hit a bunch of different courses. And
y'all hit more than courses. Let me tell you that they hit shots.
Okay, they, we got a little bit turned up. So yeah, we had fun on the golf course. We took it back to the hotel room, and we just so happened to be staying at a hotel on the golf course. So we started putting tees into toilet paper, like tees into it, and then putting the ball on top, and then just slamming balls out of like the window in our hotel room. But like, if we would have missed or hit like,
I was watching. I thought in the end of that video it was going to be a broken window.
It could have gone so wrong.
Woo!
But it didn't. We were good. And,
that's so fun.
I don't know, you know, we're having a good time doing boy stuff.
That's good. That's I'm glad you guys had fun. Well, congrats to your brother. Guys, he's getting married. To a girl.
I don't know. It's making me feel like it's making me feel older.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's the biggest milestone to happen in your family in a long time.
It's going to hit you at the wedding. It'll hit you really hard. Like, I'm thinking about my brother's wedding because my brother and his fiance are engaged. I'm seeing myself at the wedding, and I know it's going to be so weird just sitting there and making my speech and like having to like just enjoy that moment.
So that's exciting. It's a new thing to happen. Yeah. Like, that's what we're getting to the age where like our parents just like have to wait for that to happen. They're like, nothing new's happening. Like, we just have to wait.
Have you started working on your best man speech?
Well, I have some time. I have like a year and a half, but.
Okay.
I'm gonna wait till last second to do it.
Oh God, I'm gonna be having to write it probably. For
no,
days.
No. Here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna give Matt my thoughts, and he's gonna make it look nice.
Put it into words.
Put me, like, have like one of those like quilled pens or whatever. he's gonna be pacing the room. He's like, write this down. Your love is like a rose. Yes, rose.
But Matt is writing it in his words, so when the time comes when Zane reads it, he like can't read.
It's like
one of
bigger
words
than he can pronounce.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay that I read it off paper, correct?
Yes, yes.
Oh my God, thank God. Because when I gotta do these ad reads, Heath makes me try to memorize that, and I can't memorize that shit. It's too hard.
He's got a teleprompter in the back, and he's just reading off of it.
He just makes a vlog so he can edit it perfectly.
I place it up
he
on
just
the
plays
Heath
it.
Is on the other side with a mic finishing my lines because I can't remember it.
I'm nervous though because that's like a huge thing.
Yeah, it is. It's scary.
It's a celebration.
Yeah, you'll have fun.
Yeah,
it's gonna be exciting.
And they have open bars.
Weddings are so fun.
I haven't been.
The last time I was at a wedding was my stepsister's, which was like 10 years ago, 12 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. A long time ago.
So you didn't even get to get drunk at it. he probably did.
Well,
no, it's crazy. The way their wedding was set up was it was a room. It was split into two. It was in a banquet hall, and one room was full of men, and one room was full of women. Like, they couldn't cross paths because in their culture they're covered, so they wanted all the women to feel comfortable and not have their hair covered.
So they
split up everybody. And so you know how like a lot of men, a lot of people get excited for weddings because they get to meet new people.
Yeah.
Oh, I can meet the love of my life at the wedding. At this one, you do not meet anybody.
Guys, me and dudes.
They're like trying to peek into like the.
They're trying to smell like the
or no,
hair.
They're peeking in and they're telling their parents because they got to arrange the wedding for them. They're like, I want that one. And then they got to arrange it.
That's
how Hidayah is going to get married. My little sister. Poor thing.
Oh,
baby, we're all praying for you, Hidayah. I know you're listening, baby. We're all praying. But hey, the guy has to be right, though. You know? Mm-hmm. Make sure the guy's perfect. If he's perfect, then we'll arrange it. If he's not, don't let Mama Bubba let you marry some guy you don't want to marry. Come on.
Come on now.
Come on now.
He's got to be a lawyer or surgeon or doctor.
Or an influencer.
Oh, my.
We're going to find you a nice TikToker.
Oh, fuck.
It got real quiet.
No, I mean, I can't speak on that because if I make a joke, it's going to be insensitive.
I mean, I think it depends on who you're with. Like, I don't know. I love people making fun of my culture.
No. You can make fun of it and be like, you're not, we're going to get you an arranged marriage, but it, like, and it better be the right, like, but if I was like, yeah, you're not getting an arranged marriage, then it's like, he doesn't support the culture of the.
You got to do it in a tasteful way. You can't just, like, be a dick about it.
But like, if I said the same thing you did, it would be insensitive.
Yeah. I mean, the way I said it was very
But that's why I don't feel like I wouldn't chime in.
Yeah, no, I get it.
It's also easier because like Hedaya has such a good sense of humor. She loves like joking about it too. So it's like, it depends on the person. All like, we're not Hedaya... being offensive. It's just, we're having fun. Yeah. Just have fun.
This is just how we, I mean, we all just used to be like that. Like Hedaya and I, we love making fun of ourselves and our culture. That's all we do. We don't talk about anybody else but our own culture. Like if you heard of, if you heard our dinner conversations and just all we talk about, all we do is make fun of the shit that we're all going through. Mm-hmm. It's, you just gotta make it, you gotta make a light out of things and just like, you know?
Yeah.
Just I miss Hedaya. I want her to come. She should come visit out here.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Get on the podcast.
I've been in a weird just dip the entire podcast just because of just how shook up I am. And you know what? I'm going to be honest about my emotions. I'm always going to give 100% the best I can. It's just been a very weird day. And I think we should be honest and vulnerable.
Of course,
if whenever we are feeling things, you guys are my backbone. But like, it's just like, I mean, like, I've wanted to be so on today, but I've just had this weird just...
Well, it's like you could be focused in, like, a conversation, but in the back of your head, you still are thinking about what is currently going on.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So because like, you'll be present,
glances.
But...
I'm just taking glances. Yeah, and
I get like
happens,
that a lot. I feel like the first, like, our first few podcasts we had, I always had shit in the back of my head, and I didn't learn to, like... cover it. I'd always be in it. Like, remember, we'd have to redo podcasts because I was just in this weird mood.
Oh, we haven't had a redo in a long
time. Yeah, guys, we used to redo.
Give me some.
We're doing really
I'm
well.
I'm so proud of you guys. I am
Thank
so
you, Matt.
Proud of you.
Since when does your cup holder light up?
Oh.
They've always lit up.
No.
His is didn't. LED and Heath's isn't.
Bitch.
There's a button somewhere.
Oh,
well,
my God.
Then again, we bought
these bitches.
Oh, Zane, check your side buttons because you played around with that last time. Maybe it's one of those. Like where you recline.
Oh, got it.
Oh, cool.
Little disco party
for
up in here.
This little cheesy couch, their cup holders are LED lit.
But yeah, no, we haven't.
I'm tired.
We're doing really good. And like, we've never had to do we've never had a redo ever with anything we're talking about.
We come a long way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it just shut off.
Guys,
well,
stay safe out there.
Mm-hmm. We're going to end this on a good note. Just guys, stay safe, stay clean,
stay positive.
Let's try a good note. Let's harmonize.
All right, you start it, Matt, Zane, and then me.
All right. Guys, the podcast where we bring the juice and the funny every single week.
And the vocals, baby.
And the vocals.
Mm-hmm. Thank you guys as always, and we love y'all.
Mwah.
Guys, we post this podcast, the audio version, every Monday on Spotify.
Spotify.
No other platform but Spotify. Just kidding. We post on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all those other podcasts apps. And we post a video form every Tuesday.
We love y'all.
Guys, peace and blessings. And
we will see you next week.
We love you. Guys, peace. Matt, Mariah, say bye.
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 League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.